Hello, welcome to another episode, I don't know what this is called, of Think and Act Locally. Here again, but now we have the full crew. We've got the triplets.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Everybody go through and introduce your name.
Hey, everybody. My name is Aaron Hall, the first triplet that was born, the best triplet. Sure. I pass it off to my, lesser cool ones.
Dante Bright. The oldest of the coolest brothers.
I'm Dominic Hall, I'm the lazy one, but I'm still pretty cool.
At least he owns it.
Yeah.
What's up? I'm Adrian. I would say I'm the awesomest brother. I don't care about being the coolest. I would rather be awesome. And yeah.
Y'all missed one thing. Y'all didn't say y'all's order.
Order. Oh, well, I'm second, I guess. I'm middle.
Yeah, and I'm third. I'm the baby, sadly.
I was gonna say that, like, you baby.
Not everybody. No, Dom is lazy, so he just let age go. Not for
real. I was like, I'm coming anyway. You can go first.
Okay. So this is, I don't know if we're going to do this as a number two or if we're going to do it as a 1.5 or something, but some of the video didn't work on podcast one, so we're just going to keep pushing through, and you will improve on the equipment and the technology side as we continue. So we've got the whole crew together today. Let's, Dom. You were not here. Dom had to, sadly, we didn't get everything together in time. He had to go to work. So, Dom, why don't you tell us who you are?
Take it away, Penny.
I already said I'm Dominic. I'm the last born triplet, the baby. I don't really do much. I go to work, come home. I play too much VR, so I had to record it now. YouTube channel is No Choice VR, go check it out.
Speak up. You need to enunciate so that the folks at home can understand so you can get more subscribers.
Yeah, spell it out
for them. Oh, yeah, okay, but yeah, because for some reason y'all can't spell it. Okay, so it's young.
For some reason, yeah, y'all listen. Y'all listen closely.
It's young without the O, so it's a capital YUNG, capital TRIPS, capital VR.
And they're supposed to just guess that?
No spaces.
No spaces.
Yeah,
they're supposed to guess young. Yes.
Yeah, with
at
no
least use some brain power.
We're just gonna.
If he doesn't show up, and it's called Young Trips. What else is it supposed to be spelled with?
We're just gonna guess that you don't know how to spell.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it is for what it is YouTube. So everybody's got their. It's about creativity there. These guys play VR. Y'all need a better elevator pitch for your channel. But they if you like to watch basically if you like to watch kids play VR, that's the channel for
I know
shots fired.
Kids for VR, hold it. No. Yeah. We don't do kid things, okay? We at least curse in our videos. No
matter of perspective.
We do grown men things in VR, okay?
Yes.
We're already here saving teammates, killing goblins,
catching dubs
all day every day.
Part 3, I uploaded that a couple days ago. So you can check it out.
Yo, if anyone was on Nerf VR, you already know we shut you down. So
yeah. Nerf is shutting down now.
Y'all shut down the servers.
Yes,
literally.
Dude, we ran every kid off the servers. We wiped them off. Like, it's too easy.
You knocked all the what's off the servers?
We knocked everyone
all
off the
kids off the servers because y'all out there playing with kids. I just want to say that.
Okay. Yeah, because weren't kids in VR?
Yes.
Okay. No, it's a matter of perspective. I'll let the viewers decide whether what it is.
They came to play and they lost. That's all I'm saying.
But the nuts and bolts of it is that these guys are making an attempt at a YouTube channel.
Sure.
They're trying to monetize, and we'll see what that looks like 6 months from now, a year from now. We'll keep you guys updated on a quarterly or monthly basis. We haven't decided yet how often we'll be having these conversations with these guys. But I don't know. Go subscribe to their channel. Help these guys monetize it. And
give a like and comment on everything.
Please.
Every single video.
Yeah, for real.
Watch all the shorts. Tell your friends to watch all the shorts.
The shorts actually really good.
I actually recommend the shorts.
If you don't watch those shorts,
you will lose your shorts. Just
remember. If you're looking for a good VR combat, like, that you like, you see an anime, come watch our channel. Like, that's literally what it is.
We're different from other people, trust.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see. Again, thinking locally, acting locally. These guys all, with the exception of Dante, these three live with me. This is my home. This is our play area. This is where we're doing the podcast for now until things change. We will see how this. We're also doing a YouTube channel. You're going to find us everywhere. Podcast catchers, YouTube, Spotify. I'm going to put it out everywhere. But my goal, again, is helping people to reach their potential. So these guys know, and I'll let them speak on it. I won't speak for myself, but that I'm here to encourage them to figure out for themselves their direction in life and their path. They've now, they're all recent graduates of LaPorte High School. Again, we're here in Deer Park, but the communities that we're gonna be focusing on is Deer Park, Texas, LaPorte, Texas, Pasadena, Texas, and then the greater Houston area. For those of you that don't know our geography around here.
Yeah.
But Dom, just recently on Friday, today is May 28th. Little guy, you might have seen him on the last video, but Endure, he just had his second birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
So I just want to give him a little shout out there.
Yeah.
But shout out to Dom Andrew. Graduated on Thursday from high school. Mm-hmm. He's done.
Yeah.
So now they're all done with school, and so they get to go out and figure this thing out that we call life. One of their methods of trying to earn an income is going to be this podcast thing. I don't know. I understand, and I see all the videos, and there's people out there doing ridiculous income from YouTube. I don't know what that looks like. I've never seen it done by anyone that I know, so we will see. Hopefully they will see success from that. Hopefully this show will get success from that too. We're really hoping to make an impact on folks' lives. They've got a different way of doing things. They're wanting to do VR, so it is what it is. Anybody wanna expand on any of the things that I've said? Huh?
I don't know. Mr. VR boys, yeah, y'all got something y'all talking about? Because y'all tell me, Aaron, play this game. Y'all
got any games you want to delve into VR?
Look, this is just to kind of frame out this episode, again, we're having conversations with local folks. You'll see a wide variety of topics and conversations on this channel. This one, we're just getting started. Hopefully, we'll have a bunch of content for you guys out the gate. We'll have a bunch of episodes that you'll see, and you'll see a bunch of different topics and conversations with different various folks. This one we will focus on them. They can talk about whatever they want. We're not going to hold back here. I want them to be real and authentic and give you the shimmy on their what they're wanting to do, why they're wanting to do it, and that's it. So no limits. So shoot, what do you got?
Okay, well, the main reason why we wanted to do the our VR YouTube channel, we weren't trying to get the three of us, because it's called Young Trips, you know, because we're triplets. So we want to get the three of us on there and try to show off the multiplayer scene of VR, because not a whole bunch of people do it, or they don't do it in the right way. They do it to show off, for little kids, you know. So it's not really, I don't think it's doing it the correct way. I think they could show the more depth of the world, how beautiful it is, and the journey they're having with their friends, instead of just all the funny points and just skipping a bunch of it, you know. So with ours, we're gonna have some of our videos edited, half of them just regular long videos. You can just be along with a journey, and y'all should definitely play Battle Talent. It's coming out June 1st. You gotta have to buy it. It's $20. Sorry if you can't get it, but you definitely should if you're looking for Cause there's not a whole bunch of good sword playing games besides Blade and Sorcery. I'll be honest, because a bunch of them are just the same thing as Blade and Sorcery. They'll say, no, we can do this. No. If you go to the arena, it's Blade and Sorcery. If they have an arena, it's Blade and Sorcery. Don't let them lie to you, okay? It's all Blade and Sorcery unless you got battle talent. The battle talent, the goblins are different. The goblins, literally, you try to slice off their necks and you can't. You have to force a sword through their neck, dog, okay? It's different, okay? Don't let nobody lie to you.
He's just a trash. Don't listen to him. He's just trash. Because okay? I'll be chilling. I'll be chilling.
Oh, he's never.
Some of the games they be playing, they be.
Yeah, I know, right? He be at the gym all the time.
No, yes.
Little gym rat. Okay. Y'all might be in the gym in VR, but I'm in the gym in real life. Okay?
And doing what?
Yeah.
Push-ups. Gym. How many one-arm push-ups can y'all do?
I can do maybe five.
If y'all were real, y'all do
he
them right now.
Maybe five.
If y'all were real, I could do it right now. Drop down.
Huh?
Right now. Drop down, give me 10.
First one to 10. Fastest one to 10 right now.
10.
Can I get what? 10 push-ups.
What am I getting?
10 push-ups. Oh, I can do 10.
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
And then the people out there, they get to see that you're real.
Yeah, and that's not a scrub.
No,
maybe they won't bully you in the streets.
Are you saying 10 one-arm push-ups or 10 normal push-ups?
What?
One-arm push-ups.
He said one-arm push-ups.
You're the only one that does one-arm.
Exactly. That's because they
can do three.
That was his point.
You can do, yeah.
Yeah, I said five. Y'all talking about 10.
Five. I want to see you do five.
Yeah, no, honestly, you do at least one.
What?
Yeah,
really?
One-arm push-up?
I can at least do one.
One-arm push-up?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I can do three.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, if you can do it.
Go a long ways. Yeah,
if you can do it, I'll shut up right now.
You got it.
I will never talk crap about you again, dog. Do it.
Oh, and messing the camera. God damn it.
SMH.
Oh, my.
This is why you are the baby
SMH.
Of the group.
Look around and make sure that you got us in the frame.
For real.
We got technical difficulties.
I'm so sorry,
you
y'all.
See already.
You see why we don't have
you
triplets?
Took off your shoes.
Oh, my gosh. And I guarantee you that yellow rag is in the lens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
So is the sock.
Well, you guys giving away all of our. You just keep talking, so I'll fix it.
Matter of fact, go ahead and bust down that.
Yeah,
push
no, because now you
that.
Have to, because you're messing up.
And if you get that one, you got to do two more.
Yeah. Because you're messing up. You're acting stupid.
Dang. You better go see a chiropractor.
Dang.
I thought mine was bad.
No, he's getting it though. Get
yeah,
it. Dog.
That's cool.
Get yeah, it. I'm surprised. What, good job, four? Y'all. Good job. Your form is better than Adrian's.
Wow. His form is better than Adrian's?
His form.
Is yeah. better than H's?
Yeah.
I just lean on my arm.
I hope. Oh, man, that boy's.
Good job.
Is that how you look when you okay. go?
Hell no, I look better than that.
Dante, help us out with the camera over here. Check that out.
You don't need that much space. You just need Doc. It's a push up. You don't need much space to do a push up.
No, I think the mic picked that up. That back cracked up, mate. I think the mics picked it up.
It had to. That
no, for sure. For sure. I'm pretty sure
that's what back people just were. I thought he was scared. I thought he was in glass for a second. Cinderella's glass slipper.
If you guys didn't hear, his back cracked like crazy whenever that first push-up happened.
That man took off. He was sold.
I can easily do 10 normal push-ups.
So, okay. But no, this is doing a podcast from home. We're pushing through. We're going to get this done. Okay, good job, Don.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought you were going to do that with one. He was going to be done. Hey.
You see what you do when you put your mind to something, you can do it, no problem.
Or see what Let's happens go. Enough people bully you.
Yeah. Look, and you took action and you did it.
Back bullying.
Bring back bullying.
We need people to
beat up your bullies.
Exactly. I am where I am right now because of bullies.
You need to learn something from
these three people right here.
Yeah, we bullied him until he got where he is.
Yeah.
Called him fat, literally.
It was constructive criticism.
They bullied him.
Constructive bullying.
Constructive bullying. That's a better way to do it. We need to change bullying. If you bully with love, then
with love behind
it's like
it
tough can be love something.
Yeah,
with a capital T.
Just don't push it too far. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
What else you guys got?
Dave, why haven't you been in the VR scene? What's keeping you out of VR?
Bro, I can't do that stuff. That makes me dizzy. I got that old gene. I don't know. I can't do it.
I played a little bit.
We have the two headsets. You know, Shepard is always playing. I played. I finished Super Hot, you know, when it was fresh and new. But it's some of these other games, I forget what it was that we were playing. But I don't know. It makes my head dizzy playing that stuff. I prefer to just play my PS5, my consoles. I still play Elden Ring. That's what I'm playing right now.
Man, Elden Ring beat me.
I'm getting near the end. I'm like level 160 something.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Man, you should have seen. He had the samurai build for the longest time. And just did sword and shield. Had like no magic, no nothing.
No, not even sword and shield. I just two hand the katana. I use the Moonblade katana, and that's.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
No, you seem out to like 3 in the morning just playing Elden Ring.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
So, but we all game here. This is the gaming area. Switch around the. You see the chairs. We play. We're real relaxed around here. You see, we got like all the movies and all this stuff. Yeah. This is just the kids' play area. We got the big. I don't know if the cameras are catching, but we got the big screen mounted up over here. We play. We got the PS5, PS4, Xbox One, all that stuff. Flex. That's what happened when you're old and you've been able to accumulate.
Facts.
But I've been playing consoles since the regular Nintendo, which we still over here behind everybody. We got the regular Nintendo set up. We got the Sega Genesis set up. The PS4 is over there. Super Nintendo, PS2. So,
man, we need to get Ultimate Spider-Man for the PS2.
No, for real.
And Hulk Ultimate Destruction.
Yeah.
So, but we've got all of that. So, no lack for games.
No,
and
yeah.
Kid, all the stuff, and kids still, Shepard will tell me, I'm bored.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of things to do.
It makes sense for when I said I was bored.
Yeah.
All we had growing up was just, look, we had an Xbox, no games, straight up demos. Everything we played was a demo.
Man. Yeah.
You come to my house, we're playing demos, boy, together, okay?
What is level games. 2? What is that?
And then we did get games, and then Aaron broke the disc.
Look.
Left 4 Dead. Xbox.
Oh, ooh, Left 4 Dead twice.
Oh,
my Modern Warfare 2 twice.
What?
And then he knocked the Xbox on last Left 4 Dead, but thankfully it didn't scratch. But he was never allowed in my room after that.
Yeah.
Like
speaking of never allowed in the room, remember when you and your little filthy friend stuck your hand in his cake?
Oh, I was just about to say, talking about bullying. Yeah, it was my birthday.
Oh,
I didn't even get to actually eat my own cake. I just got to skate my new board, and then I got in trouble and I had to come back home. Came back home and guess who had icing all over their face and hands?
No one did. I don't even know what to talk
about. Him and my friend Cameron. His friend Cameron, sorry.
Yeah, I was gonna say your friend, dang.
Fingernails dirty, cake all on the carpet, cake on the sheets. And it was crazy. They put the lid back on and tried to pretend like they didn't put their hands in the cake. I knew.
That's crazy.
He
said he's skating his new board. These guys all like to skateboard. They go to the Sylvan Beach. Let's let everybody know. Sylvan Beach.
Sylvan Beach.
Dude,
pull up to Sylvan.
Bro,
half pipe is amazing. Join the half pipe sessions; they're awesome.
Yeah,
that's the best 6-foot ramp in the world.
Even if all you can do is drop in, you can still join.
Yeah, for real.
Don't get intimidated. Just go there.
Even if you can't skate at all, even if you can just ride around, just come and skate.
Yeah,
like
and the plastic ramps thankfully make it feel good when you fall.
Yeah,
actually,
because the metal ones and concrete ones, boy.
Yeah,
Sylvan's ground is the softest ground you ever fall on.
Trust, bro.
You're skating right next to a beach. You can just look off, see the sunset. There's a beach, and then right behind you, there's a corner store. Boom, they got 2 for $1 bag of chips, bro.
Have you been back over there since COVID?
No,
it ain't.
It is not
the dollar bag of chips right now.
That's what I was gonna say. That inflation might have hit the corner store, and that 2 for $1 might not be a 2 for $1 no more.
Yeah. I was helping.
You might get 1 for $2 now.
Facts, yeah.
So, but I don't know. We need to again. You guys are putting out for the corner store. If you guys want to see these guys at a skate park, tell us in the comments.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
Reach out to these guys.
We can make
on the Young Trips.
Mm-hmm.
Young Trips VR, Sylvan Beach.
Session the Gnar, all that good stuff.
Shred the Gnar.
Shred the Gnar. I'm making my own thing. I don't care. Shut up. I'll go to sleep. Take a nap.
Shader Nation.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shader Nation.
Oh my god.
I forgot all about that.
Jeez.
Yeah, your names used to be cringe.
Yeah.
What do you got? Yeah, you still got Devil Cannon?
That is my main one.
I don't care.
Angel Wing Light 2004.
Yup. Still got
all them long ass
names. Deadlock or something like that.
Dreadlock, yep. I only came up with Devil Cannon because I liked Deadpool a lot, but everybody, you know, chose Deadpool. So I was like, what's a good way I could put Deadpool but have something else that no one's going to take?
Deadpool canon. Let's go for that.
Oh, I thought he's been saying devil canon. I was like, that sounds like a cool attack.
But yo, yeah, actually, yeah.
Deadpool, devil canon.
Yeah.
Deadpool canon.
Yeah, Deadpool canon.
And that's your main?
Yeah, Deadpool canon.
I just got used to Aaron being Deadpool canon.
Everybody unfriend my man right now. L in the chat.
Ratio. L in the chat says it got four eyes. Okay.
Then also,
he's acting like he's not right there with me.
Yeah, I am, but I got contacts. I'm better than you.
No.
Yeah. I'm better than you.
Dang.
This guy thinks that you still can't see. Take him out. You're just as blind as me.
Okay.
Your cornea is just as skewed, boy. What are you talking about?
He just skewed, boy. He thinks he's funny because he can rhyme a little bit.
That has nothing to do with what I just said.
I don't care.
You know? My man goes to the gym a couple times and he think that he that guy.
Just a little
You're
bit.
Not that guy.
Just a little bit.
All right, it's going to take more than 46 pounds of muscle to be that guy.
I wish I had 46 pounds
Chill
of muscle.
Chill out there, dreadlocks.
You're talking, you have one of them right there.
I'm 19. Man, I got five, baby. Because I'm original.
Oh,
where you think you got yours from, baby? Recipe. You know what I'm saying?
Crispy. Huh?
Your daddy and your mama, we all this. And then we made you.
Don't touch me. What I don't your hands, man. Go, go.
Come on, bro.
Wash your hands. Everybody, wash your hands. COVID. Wash your hands. Yeah. All nasty. Wash them.
I don't know.
Without being on the podcast.
I don't know.
Where's the camera facing?
Anyway, it's right here. You're going to have to squeeze through. Everyone, this is Linda.
Hello.
Hey, Linda.
Coming from her bedroom. She successfully navigated without getting into frame.
So we have ninjas in this house. Look at
no,
this.
Yeah, we do.
Look at this monkey, y'all. Yeah, he was talking crap about me, but at least I'm not a monkey, okay?
Yeah,
we're raised by chimpanzees.
No, you're an orangutan.
Right there. What are you talking about?
I'm a gorilla. I'm a gorilla. There's a difference.
Orangutan.
There's a difference.
Orangutan.
Gorilla. Silverback.
That's what I'm saying. Right?
Gorilla. Yeah, that's what I am.
Yo, boy, you was born an orangutan and just transformed a bit. You can take the orangutan out the boy, but you can't take the boy out the tang. You know what I'm talking about?
Gorilla.
Nah,
because I like the tang. That boy. Tank,
you the
right.
Knuckle dragger, my guy.
Exact. No, for real. Boy fist. Yup.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
That's not for punching no bags.
Yeah.
Nah, that's from punching a lot of bags.
No, your hand is too flat.
I got two scars on my knuckles right here from punching
from
two
dragon.
Bags.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. So you so ugly. I can't take you seriously.
But yeah, man. Oh wait. But yeah, man. So, what you got planned, man? What are you gonna do with these muscles? What are you gonna do? Put them used to?
Well, speaking of punching bags, you know, I'm doing boxing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool because I've only been doing it for a couple months, and it took me to bring someone who was new for me to understand that I've come far in boxing because I brought my friend Kirsten and. Yeah, I'm sorry to say, but he could do better. Is the thing, he could do better. But at the same time, him compared to other people just like him, he's doing way better than them. So that's, I give my man my kudos because he's one of the people who to this day been like, oh, I might not work out as much, but I'll still try to do something. All right, he might not be doing as much as me, but he's still doing something. That's all that matters. Because most people don't understand that doing something is better than doing nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, what I tell you guys, take action daily.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to take action than to do nothing. Act on your stuff and you'll see results.
Mm-hmm.
But Kirsten, like, everybody can improve. We can improve. I'm sure this podcast is, we've got room for improvement.
There's always room for improvement.
So, yeah. But you never know until you're doing something about it. So mm-hmm. Take action.
But I highly encourage people, if y'all do want to get to martial arts, either boxing, judo, or karate. Those are the three. Because, those are the friendliest ones for the newer people. Because if you are advanced, you do not want to get anything else because you will die. I'm being serious.
You will die.
Mm-hmm.
You get hurt.
I'll be hoping.
Nah, because sometimes I feel like training. I'm going to die. I'm like, you know I'm human, correct? I'm like, I didn't come up from Mars.
Hey, dude, you'd be surprised with the humans. Human. All right,
it's okay.
Yeah. It's okay. Some humans can speak.
Yeah. Yeah,
but also very, you know, jujitsu is very popular too.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's funny.
You said karate like it's a.
Like it's, yeah, that
like
don't count.
Karate is a thing.
Yeah. That don't count.
I feel bad because you're not really cool in karate until you're a black belt. Most people don't remember any belts unless you're white, red, or black.
Yeah.
Are we still recording?
Not this one. Because Dom knocked it over. How do you feel, you freaking peasant?
No, it didn't. You hit record. Oh, he checked it after that, though. It's fine. Yeah. No, it's okay.
I still blame you. I blame you.
Thanks for blaming me, Aaron. It's all good.
It's not good.
Dom is used to always being blamed for something.
Because he did it. Most of the time he does it.
Most of the time, if I'm lazy, how am I doing stuff to get in trouble?
That's the exact thing. That's what I want to know. That's why I don't understand how the hell you be doing half the stuff you be doing. This man had time to break people's computer and break switches and go to sleep right after. Yeah,
broke my computer, broke my dream console.
Y'all had it coming.
Look.
I don't.
Dom fights dirty.
If you guys,
that's all there is to it.
Because they think Dom. They can fight dirty to me, and I show them that they can't.
No, yeah. We don't try to fight. That's the thing. No one tries to fight dirty. That's all you, sir.
No.
You take pity and you run with it.
Yeah. Come at me. No, nobody cares less than Dom.
Right? Yeah. I know.
No one even comes at him. He comes at you, and then he gets mad at you. Don't want to come at him, and just keeps coming at you.
I'm just like, why are you agging me on? I don't care for this conversation.
Yeah, he takes it to another
level. This man got mad at me for a Switch that I bought.
Because
yeah, exactly.
This game was on it, mine.
But yes, see that?
My account is on there. It's my account.
But he's. If mine was the main account, we had all the good games on.
It doesn't even matter.
No, actually,
the same day, it was on my account.
It was actually on my account. Remember?
No. Hold on, I got one question.
What?
Who's on Naruto?
Who's on mine?
Who cares about that? We don't even play like that.
He didn't even play Naruto because he was dog.
He was getting washed. The whole reason why we had all those characters. Every night was getting washed.
I had that man crying up in his room.
Brawlhalla, please. What?
And he was still getting dog washed on Brawlhalla.
Exactly.
Because he's on the good Yumiko.
That's why he had to play by himself.
Andor has joined the chat.
Yeah.
Maybe Andor has joined the chat.
That's hard.
Little homie's 2 years old, guys.
Yeah. And he speaks better English than him over there.
Dude, and he is extremely smart.
He said, I got the heebie-jeebies.
I'm telling you guys, this would be the smartest 2 year old you ever meet.
That's why he was reincarnated. That man, he just don't know how to speak.
This dude is so smart.
He blows his nose and throws it away.
Dude, he actually will pick up trash and like actually will start cleaning up, and he'll help me clean up. It's so amazing. Yeah,
that's sad. You need a 2 year old to help you come clean?
I didn't say I needed him.
I said he
will though, because he's
need
a good
him in your
Samaritan.
Life, you need some structure.
And he offers his help.
You need some structure.
Look at him. You see how fly he look? Look at you.
No,
look
honestly.
Can we wait?
He came for an interview.
Ah, exactly. If he came to my job looking for an interview, hired on the spot, I don't even need to know his name or nothing. Data birth, social security, nothing.
So, you're going to hire a 2 year old?
I would.
With the child labor laws?
That one right there, yes.
You sound, okay.
Child labor laws. What, you know what I'm hiring him to do?
You know what I'm hiring him to do? Police have to say about that.
Sit there and look pretty. That's all you gotta do.
And when your business starts to fail because you hired a 2 year old, we can call.
Oh no, it's gonna boom because I had the 2 year old.
Thank you.
Everybody loves kids.
Exactly.
And you can get around that with modeling. You just say, put him there for his like.
And then look at him. He's looking dapper anyway. He can be a model right now. Red carpet. Right, anyway. right there.
Endor.
Okay.
Fist bump.
La 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 la. Look at him.
La 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 la.
Look at him, got the sauce.
Fist bump, everybody. Me too.
Boom.
Boom.
Andor. Fist bump, daddy too.
Yeah. Bow. One more time.
Okay. He comes in and steals the show.
Exactly. And you see why the 2 year old would work, make much profit. Boom.
Look, that's all you need him to do all day.
No, yeah, everybody walks in. Yeah, just fist bump.
Fist bump. Hey. You guys hit me up if you're looking for somebody to help you out with your local businesses.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
We got talent.
Yeah, we've got talent. We'll help. He'll come in, give everybody fist bumps. Look cute.
No, yeah.
Watch our sales cute. Double and triple in hours.
And
exactly. You can scale that. What?
No.
Just riding that little homie.
Mm-hmm. And he was talking so much crap. See, look, you didn't even believe in the potential of this man. Look at you. You are so fake.
Dang.
You are such a fake. Go to sleep.
See how dollars change people?
Yeah. Exactly.
Crazy.
Wow. Exactly.
Madness.
He took it up to level 100.
That's why you got to get it all in writing, folks.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't trust nobody nowadays. Not even your own blood.
What?
Look at those lamb chops. You know you couldn't trust them.
Lamb chops? Mm-hmm. I don't even have that yet.
Look at that.
It's just this side.
When was the last time you brushed it? When was the last time you got a fade, sir?
Oh, yeah.
That hairline is atrocious. Oh, my goodness. Somebody, please. Barbers, in the chat, please. please. I'll pay you $100 to fix his hairline. I will. I promise you. Because he needs it. Lord have mercy.
Boy, put back your hair.
Aaron, Lord have mercy. You to that. Look, listen, any local barbers that want to cut these guys' hair, Aaron's going to pay $100 for
a haircut. I mean, they're going to need it because that's not hair. That's semen.
Put back your hair. You like having your hair because it has your big old forehead. Mm.
Look, looking pretty.
Look at that. And you need an edge up.
Nah, I'm good.
You know.
I look handsome.
No.
Dazzling.
That's what you think.
You just mad because you don't got this hair.
No, cover up the muscles. You look like a baby.
I'll cover up the muscles without I'll look beautiful. I'm still handsome. Still here. Yeah. Still standing. For 10 years.
Go see Aunt Linda.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, the wise guy. Look at the wise guy.
Hey, man. Age brings wisdom, baby.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Mm. Age brings wisdom. Come sit
with the boys. That,
baby.
Yeah, come sit here.
That's an inside joke for the whole podcast right there.
Okay.
Mr. Bluebell himself.
So now it's just turned into a hang.
Yeah.
Yo, indoor has joined.
Just kicking it.
Officially.
But
just plug my stuff.
Okay, well then speak on it. Just kicking it. Just tell us about it.
All right. Just kicking it. It's my TV show. Well, it's on the internet, so I don't think you can call it a TV show, but it's a show for sure.
For those old folks like me, if it's a video, basically we call it TV. So.
Yeah, I would like for it to be considered a TV show more than anything, because I'm working on segments. I have little bits and skits that I throw into it and everything. I'm trying to work on getting like this country character portrayal ready for like a country movie like that doesn't exist.
Hey, let me ask you this. Is local TV still a thing? Like, do they have, like, a public broadcasting, like, kind of deal? I know that in different places, I used to live in Lafayette, Louisiana. There was a local station where they would, artists, you could get time on there and have a show. There's this dude named Tom showed up all the time. He had his show, and he would be in, like, army fatigues all the time and would talk all this conservative stuff. That was the first time that I watched... America, and Freedom to Fascism. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. It's crazy.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
But anyway, but that was in Lafayette. But that's the type of feel that it's got. For the local stations, they have public broadcasting and where the community can come and produce shows and do different things. That's you might want to look into it.
Yeah.
I don't know. One of the stations could do it. I think, too, even through like Dish, DirecTV. We have DirecTV. They have some stations on there that I think that they dedicate to the community that I've actually looked at. I wanted to see what was involved with that, and we could get some community involvement and get a channel, like a for real
TV
channel.
Yeah, that's fire. Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's something that I'll be researching and trying to figure out.
Yeah, because if I could actually be on TV, that'd be so sick. That'd be like half of my dreams already accomplished. And essentially, I just focus around, like, literally, like how the title says, just kicking it, you know? We just, if you come on the podcast, it's mostly conversations. We talk about like things that we actually like specifically like anime, martial arts, films, video games, well, particularly like music or something like that. And then the majority of everything else is me just being in my room, just thinking of whatever comes to my little head, you know?
Monkeying around.
I got a butt wax, and I've never had that happen.
I don't know.
I did it for the show. It was awesome. I got turned into I taught my friends how to make some chicken. Yeah. If you go look at that, yeah, you'll know what I mean. I got pelted with eggs. I'm working on getting set on fire, so that'd be cool, right? I want to skate something on fire, too. It'd be cool to, like, actually have like this become like something professional, like Nitro Circus a little bit, at least one of the segments, and we're just doing like kind of like extreme things.
Don't touch
it. But I really love using the green screen.
Don't touch
it. I love just getting to really just do whatever that I just practice in my room all the time, just getting to utilize those skills. So that's what really Just Kicking It's about, literally just kicking it.
No, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Hey.
No, that sounds like a vibe.
You know, just bored in my room. I've always wanted to have a YouTube channel, and I enjoy talking to a camera and just editing things. So it's like, yeah,
kicking might as well do it with you. Yes, like that.
And then it's an easy way for me to show all my sponsors off. I don't have to try to hire somebody to take photos or schedule that. I can just wear the fits on the YouTube. And just, you know, two birds, one stone.
What else you got?
I've also got... Okay, cool. We're still recording.
Yeah, it's still good.
That's actually the name of the other podcast. Hopefully we're recording.
But yeah, let's see. What's something I actually feel like talking about? Because I like talking about me doing music and stuff, but I feel like that's what I always talk about. Definitely skating. Like, skating's the first love for sure. Essentially, all of this got started was because I just really wanted to find a way to skate forever, you know? Like, I know age is always going to come for us, and I technically won't be able to skate forever, but I would like to have the option to...
Bro, I've seen some old dudes, you know what I'm out saying? There skating.
Yeah. You feel me? So it's like, there's a possibility, dude, and he shreds, dog.
Even if you don't for your whole life, that's a long time, bro. That's what I keep trying to tell these guys. These guys are only 19 years old. Life is a long time.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, if you're lucky,
yeah,
it's a long time.
Shoot, even if you're not, that's why you gotta like take advantage of every moment you got, really.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm still hyped that we did this podcast today.
Yeah.
You know, granted everything, like we still made something come out of all of this, and then with the last video too, we still got something coming out of it too.
Yeah. Know? No, that's again, I want to be an example to you guys and to you guys. We started off in the outback, in the backyard like we did last time.
In the old west.
But some of the neighbors, they had kids outside. They were in the pool. Then the cameras were getting too hot, and they wouldn't record. So we had to pivot.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. And so...
Three times to be exact.
Yeah. And then we were in one of the bedrooms. We went to Age's bedroom, and... I didn't. Adrian wasn't feeling that. Mind. We took over his personal space, and he got butt hurt about it. And so I was like, "Okay, well, I don't want to upset my boy." Yeah. So we came out here, and this is so third on location spot,
and it's pretty sick,
and it's working out okay.
Yeah.
So you guys, let us know if you got negative. Hey, look, feed me all of your negativity because it'll only help me improve. Okay? I'll take it into consideration, but no promises.
Yeah, we'll get a P.O. box for hate mail and all that.
No, yeah.
Unboxing.
We're going to channel just for the haters.
All the hate mail can go to Dom Ninja. And But anyway, look, sometimes you just got to push through.
Yeah.
And you need to save all your negative energy for something else. Because that's not going to get you where you want to be. And this podcast is important to me. It's something that I've had on my heart for a long time that I've been wanting to do. And so we got to do it. And so again, this is number two. I'm not even closing this thing down. We don't have any time constraints except for Dante. It's almost 5:00. What time you got to do something?
I'm leaving at like 5:30, but he has work at 5.
He got work at 5. That's 4 minutes. Like we said, Dom.
Oh, okay, wait, no, yeah.
Dom, you got work at 5:30 or 5?
5:30.
Okay, well, he's going to have to leave. But that's cool. I want this to be authentic so he can get up and go and get dressed and whatever. Get ready for work.
He ain't going to do that. He likes to be work. He likes to be late.
Yeah. Okay, so Dante, you were telling us about Just Kicking It. What else you got? Tell us, okay, let's give a little structure to the conversation. It's important, I think, to be able to have fun. And if you can have fun and make money, because unfortunately the way that the world works is
cash subtracts fun.
Cash, mm-hmm. Yeah, it rules everything around me, and it's like everything costs money, and you got to pay your bills, you got to eat. And but if you can make money doing things that you love, you'll never work a day in your life. So that, it seems to me, is the approach that you've taken to life. You're a little further down the road than these other guys. How old are you now? You're 25?
26, about to be 27.
You're 26, almost 27. Dang. Yeah. I know Nina feels older if she hears that. But you got a birthday coming up in July, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be 27 in July. Dang.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I thought that you were a little bit younger than that.
Nah.
You're going to be 27. Okay, so you are down that path a little further. But how's it working out so far? Like, tell us a little bit about your methods for earning a living, and you don't have to share numbers or anything, but like your different sources of income, because that's what I understand. Or again, I don't know. We'll parse it out as we have the conversation. But you do have multiple sources of income. You're doing what you love to do. So how you living?
Okay. So one, living. The way I live so far, like, I haven't gotten to the point where I would say it's financial freedom. I just
gotten to the point where I can afford my bills. So, with that said, being the way that it is, it feels 100% way better. Like, with all the stress I have now, I would rather take this stress than to have the stress that I had like 4 years ago when I was still trying to like figure out what I was going to try and do. And also, like, my biggest problem was feeling like just a number to my employer, you know, because that's my thing. I've always given like 110% effort to all of my employees or my employers. And I just watched them literally just discard me like I didn't matter and just hire somebody else. And that was my biggest problem with all of that. And I've seen people work at companies for like 15, 20 years, and then they get discarded the same way. You know, they might get like a watch or something as like a parting gift. And it's like, that doesn't stop your bills from coming next month. You know, like, you still got to figure out, like, how do you get all that time back? You know, hopefully that all translates to some new job too, you know? So the my thing is, one, when your hobbies become your job, it's so fast for it to stop being fun. And that's where you have to find that middle ground. You have to find a way to handle your responsibility but still enjoy what you're doing, you know? And so that it's like, when it comes to photography, there's certain things I don't want to do because I know at that point it starts to feel more like a job. Like, it's still a job and that's how I make my money, but let's say, like, I prefer not to take photos of infants, you know, just because that's not my area of expertise. Yes, I can make money that way, but I know it's a lot harder for me to sit there and be like, okay, Darius, look at me, smile, you know, like, that's just not like how I go. So yeah. It's like, it's really like, I don't know, wedding photography is what I would prefer to do. Modeling photos, that's a lot easier. Product photos, there's so many other avenues to the things, you know, you don't have to just do it one way. Then say you find the balance and you're doing it the way that it feels so fulfilling because you're getting to do it your way, you know? It feels like you're actually taking control of your life and you're not just drifting through it. That's what I feel like was my biggest problem for a while, was I was constantly listening to how other people set my life up for me, that I wasn't really taking control. I was just going with the flow, literally, you know? Like, I know you're supposed to go to elementary, I know you're supposed to go to junior high, and then you're supposed to go to college, and then you go to work, and then basically, like, you have family and you die. Like, that was all I ever thought was life. Literally, I'm in high school and I don't know what I'm supposed to do, and I'm feeling like I'm a failure because I don't want to have a family at this point in time. I'm like 18. That's not in my head at all. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I barely even started going on dates and stuff like that. So I'm trying to date. I'm feeling like I'm already behind in life, and like I'm just in high school, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's what another thing too is, you got to give yourself time to live, mess up, and learn. That's the biggest thing throughout all of this, because you're not going to get it the first try. You know what I mean? It might not even be the fourth try, dude. You're probably going to spend maybe 40 days. Like, like my first music video was solid. Awesome, right? But that's because it took me 4 years of making terrible skate clips and terrible video teasers to be able to put all that knowledge into making music videos. And thankfully, I was just doing that for my own music, but now I can add that to my list of skills. So it's like, cool. Now I also get paid to make music videos. So now it's like, well, I already know how to do this other thing. I was already vlogging and stuff, just like with my friends and my brothers. You know, we would just go around town and just shoot a little day in the life thing just to show up a skate video. Well, great. Now I'm also like someone who also like produces content, and I can just do it myself, edit the video. So I'm also an editor because I also actually have these skills and I research the time and everything like that. Like, these are things I actually get paid for, like on a weekly basis for sure. So it's like, I don't even know what I'm saying, man. I'm just rambling. But yeah, dude, like, you know, give yourself time to mess up, learn, and just live. Try to find a middle ground with your hobbies and a job for sure. Like, there's no way to avoid it, bro. Some days are going to suck. Some days are going to be awesome. You're going to be happy you did this. Some days you're going to feel like you should have done something else, you know? That's just life. You know what I mean? And then also, just try to, like, don't let every roadblock or anything like that like get in your way too bad, you know? Not saying to not feel anything, because I don't want you to ever feel like your feelings are invalidated, but just don't let any hurdles stop you forever, you know? And I think that's pretty much like the best I can say to encapsulate everything, you know? That's the... And then just treat others the best, the way you want to be treated. And all of this, you know, I've seen people treat other people very scummy. People will use people. People will just use them as a trampoline. And it's like, I'm not with that, you know? And I understand that might be the business mindset. That might be how sharks move and stuff. But it's like, I don't know. I feel like we can also change that, too. Like, there's, I don't know. It's more than just doing all this. I feel like I'm kind of, like, battling the world in an instance. But I guess that might be another topic for another video. Yeah, anybody want to go too? Because I just rambled for hours.
No, that's good. And where I'd like to, I don't know, I'd like to come, like, treat you like, look, and this isn't the first time, I'm kind of trying to figure out where to take the conversation, but if you remember, years ago, we had you work on, you remember you were coming over here?
Interior design.
Yes, working on doing some
designs. That's what's crazy. That was one of the stuff. Building blocks.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good. I'm glad that that's what it was. But it didn't, whatever, it didn't continue.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I want to make myself available to you guys to help you along that path and figure out how to put the puzzle pieces together. I make my suggestions, give you guys some direction, and it's up to you whether or not to run with it. Okay, one of the things that I see here with all the different things you're doing is organization and structure.
Definitely.
Trying to figure out, you're a businessman, whether you like to think that you are or not. I understand that you're an artist, but look, there's the whole, like, it's even a joke, the struggling artist thing, you know?
But I'm not trying to be that, so it's like, nah, I'll gladly be a businessman.
Look, it should be.
You know? I'll put those pants on.
Well, and then you need to think about it as the different products that you provide. And then a large part of what you do is, it's all about scheduling, is a big part of what you do when you've got your, when you're shooting, because you're dealing with your schedule and you're dealing with your client's schedules.
Yeah.
And meeting up, everything is like if you're doing photography or video, you've got to be there on location or whatever.
And I usually need to be earlier than the other people.
Yeah, because you got to get set up. Look, today is an example. We spent a long time getting all this stuff set up in order to do the videos. So you need to take all that into consideration, because there's not a real, like, to put a price tag on your time. And also price tag on the products that you produce. And you need to sit down and figure out what those actual deliverables are. The deliverables can be your products, and then you need to calculate your time, because I have a feeling that you're not charging enough, probably.
Oh, no. And I'm because I already got that figured out. The only reason why I'm not charging enough is like how we talked on the last one before we got cut off. I don't know if it's in the last episode, before we got cut off, yeah, it's like knowing your market, right? Yeah. I know my immediate area, so it's like that's where like the adapting comes in. Like, I know certain people can't afford certain prices and stuff like that, and I'm not trying to be somebody who's like, well, we can't work at all, you know? So I'm always down to negotiate and stuff. And what I've come to learn too is, yeah, like struggling artists. Usually it's artists helping artists, so a lot of times it's a barter system that you have to do. So it's like initially the immediate circle, yes. I'm undercharging for sure. That's what I got to do. But for outside stuff, I always elaborate. I have it laid out in the criteria. I have the, what is it? The itinerary. I have the itinerary. So everything is laid out completely. Usually it takes me about 2 to 3 days. I put that in the specifics, let you know why. I break everything down to a price percentage so that you understand why it is the way it is. So if there's ever any questions, you know why, you know? And that's also the thing, too. I pride myself on being very transparent. So, my thing is, I need... immediately to the interface.
Okay, well, then what would you say is your biggest challenge that you're facing at this moment in time?
My biggest challenge is... pretty much that. Just how to change the my market or the people I'm aiming towards. And that's the thing is, partially I know it's, like there was a quote. It was like, it's not that people don't want to pay your price. You haven't given them a reason for your price or like to afford that price. You know what I mean? So I know it's partially that. The people I'm trying to appeal to don't necessarily see the appeal in what I'm doing. So I need to either completely pivot and repackage like what I'm doing, or I need to just totally figure out the like a professional way around it or what to it. You know? Does that make sense?
Okay.
And that's what I think I'm only missing. I'm just missing how to speak the language of business people. Because ain't nobody trying to invest in my shit. You know? And I can say that because I can bleep all these words out. You know? That's what's awesome. I'm the editor of this shit. So I get to take all this shit out because I'm that guy.
Not for real.
But yeah.
Jeez.
It's just really just trying to look for investors, you know, being something that people can actually hope into and not just see as a trend or some, like, that's the problem, is a lot of it's run by your social media numbers, and I don't care enough about social media to make it work like that. Like, I care enough about it to make it get me where I'm trying to be, you know, getting paid from social media, I'm here for that. But as far as, like, trying to upload a TikTok every 3 days just to try and get some engagement, I'm not here for that. Yeah. If that's part of my contract, that's fine. If that's part of my contract that I need to do that and I'm still getting like this flat rate or whatever, I'm cool with that. But as far as only selling myself to social media just so I can hopefully possibly get more money from other people, I'm not here for that, you know? Mm-hmm. So hopefully I can do that with my technical skills, my music, and people will actually see my worth through that and then be like, oh my gosh, you do all this stuff on the other side? Cool. I believe in this. Let's see what this does, you know? And that's what I'm hoping happens, you know? Cause, yeah, boy, I don't know how long I got on this social media just caring like that, dude. Like, I'm over it, bruh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try to figure something out.
Especially because social media is a young man's game. Mm-hmm. You know? There's only so long I can keep up and just be like, yeah, bro, hit and let's do the trends, dog.
Mm-hmm. Well, and be like, bro, you're out of there, yeah. Like, for what we're trying to do here, we'll do TikToks, but you can treat the TikToks like the YouTube shorts, and then you just clip in stuff of your content, your regular content.
Yeah.
You can clip it and put it to TikTok. You don't have to do all the... Look, you're not trying to reach the kids. They're not clients. A lot of people on there that are...
That's not true.
Huh?
No, that's true what you're saying. Yeah.
No, there's a lot of people that the views are is garbage views because there's a bunch of kids. What are you doing? Now, if advertisers are looking for wanting to look at your numbers because they want to see your reach, but it depends on the quality of the reach. I don't think that the social media stuff, it's a fad, but
yes,
it's a fad that you can get paid on.
Mm-hmm. It's just so aggravating.
In the current environment. Look, I'm not sure, like, I don't know. Advertising... from companies, they just throw money and they're not sure if it even pans out for them.
Mm-hmm.
They just have a certain amount of budget and then they put it at the most eyeballs that they can see. But a lot of that TikTok stuff, I don't think, like, it's not your clients, it's not people you're trying to reach.
And that's what I'm saying.
Us, and it's
like, yeah. Short form content itself is kind of just on a dying, you know, little thing. But so is like, I don't even know, man. It's just so weird. Like, we're just in a weird transition of just time at the moment. Like, yeah. 2017, I feel like, to, like, now is just a weird space where so much has happened and so much has changed.
In such a little time.
You know? Because it's, what was I about to say? I just lost my train of thought, dude.
Time.
Yeah.
The short-form content. Look, I think that you do your long-form content.
TikToks.
You can take TikTok, yeah. You can take your long-form content, chop it up, and that becomes your short-term content. Whenever you have a long podcast like this, there might be times that we're having fun and laughing that you can turn into a small TikTok.
See, that's what I do for the JKs.
And when you drop some jewels, somebody says something, then you turn that into a...
Yeah.
And then you have enough long-form content, then that feeds your short-form content, if I can say it correctly.
You can't talk either, guys.
There, there's a TikTok for you. This dude. And then you do the filter, and my mouth turns into... gets all twisted up, whatever. I don't know. That stuff isn't appealing to me either. But I think it can still be done if you do it in a creative way that uses your other content and feeds it's just, out.
What I've come, I don't know, man. Well, the way like the algorithms work, it's more so like if you ride the trends, they get pushed. If you're just doing your own thing, sure, you can ride the trends a little bit or whatever and try and figure out your way, but if you're not doing it this exact way and really like a copy and paste type of way, it's kind of just like dead in the water on arrival, which is so irritating. And that's the biggest thing for me is like, I don't want to have to ride a trend. I don't want to have to do any of that just to get seen, you know? Like, and it's cool. I'll do it, but if that is what it takes, you know what I mean? I want my manager to come and tell me like, in order for us to sign this dotted line, bro, I'm going to need this many TikToks from you at this time, all this, and then I will do it, you know?
Yeah.
But until then, it's like, I don't feel like, I'm not selling my soul on something that like that. I'd rather give my all to all these things that I know for sure I'm comfortable with, you know?
Yeah, I don't really know yet. I haven't explored it enough yet, but...
Yeah, I'd be researching my ass off, bro.
I hear what you're saying, and yes, I won't be doing any TikTok dancing.
I'm telling you, it's going to work, bro. You're going to be out there doing it, and you're going to be like, oh, wow, the view's going up.
Yeah, because I think that is, you say algorithm, I think it's all of a fake.
Yes, essentially.
So it's a video game to them, and they just want you putting stuff out there so they show you the views that it looks like you're getting. But
and essentially, people are garbage. They're liking junk video and not necessarily you. And that's the problem with where we're at right now. Which is why you start seeing more long-form content coming back. Like, TikTok creators don't actually get paid unless you do it on their live. And then Instagram, we got paid through Reels, thank God. But they're also trying to take that away. Facebook's taking away budgeting from their shorts. YouTube has been moving money away from shorts and starting to put it actually into podcasting. So it's like long-form is actually like starting to come back. And I think we're either going to watch TikTok try to be like Instagram, or I don't even know, but something is about to change in the landscape so crazy, and I'm just hoping we're all in the pivot for it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I've been paying attention, man. I've been watching the internet, paying attention, reading these numbers, dude, analytics and all that, and I'm just, like, hoping, dude. You know, it's that little bit of luck we talked about, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not so concerned with all that stuff. I think, again, it goes back to thinking and acting locally, in my opinion. I think the long form, people like to see conversations, have conversations, but it's what people are striving for now. They want authenticity more than anything, because there's everything is fake. Yes. Like all this stuff, everything that you get fed all day, every day, it's all fake.
Yes.
And so people want what's real. So hopefully what we're going for here is that real factor will get out into the community. Hopefully we can get, like, just talking about advertising and stuff too, I hope to build relationships with local businesses. We can do ads for you guys, we don't need these big national brands to do that. I would love to find local brands, local companies, local folks that we can promote and build up our local businesses versus the big national stuff. I just think that it needs to get back to local more than anything. And if we can promote that, that's what we want to do. You know? And I don't know I never used TikTok, so I don't know how that works out. But all that stuff to me is fake. But with advertising, they just care about the eyeballs. And with the shorts, I don't understand how, like, even YouTube can monetize the shorts and all that kind of stuff. They make it to where you need to get a certain amount of views on the shorts in order to become monetized. But they don't even run the ads and stuff through the shorts.
So it doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
Well, I think that they're just trying to compete with TikTok, because TikTok is all the shorts.
That's all it was, dude.
And everybody wants to be like TikTok because they see all these views. But again, I think that that's all fake. Mm-hmm. It's all fake. And people will eventually realize it. I think that there's even been, I don't know if it's studies or what. I just heard it. I listened to a ton of podcasts. I couldn't tell you where I heard it. But I think that the younger generations coming up are doing using their phones much less, and it's becoming less and less of a thing that they spend their time on, which is positive in my mindset.
Yeah, that's good.
So
the kids nowadays are already retarded. We don't even make them more retarded.
Tell us how you really feel,
dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
Man, if we could really talk about how the stuff we could talk about.
Look, that's something else.
Go ahead.
We're part of the kids nowadays. We can say that. You know what I'm saying?
I can say that. Well, that's why I don't.
We just hit 19.
Look, I know. I've been there. I've said it about you guys, so I don't.
Oh yeah. That's why I also.
So I understand.
That's why I don't. That's why I will always talk about pet people, because I can be one of y'all. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is coming from a guy who didn't take steroids, who did it all natural by myself.
Yeah.
Just sticking in my room, just pushing it for years straight.
Sus.
So. You see how they do me? I'm trying to do something positive to inspire people to not be fat, and he's over here making dick jokes.
You made it, not me.
Nah, you made that.
Okay.
But still, but even still, like. People gotta persevere, man. You gotta persevere in this world, because if you don't, you are gonna get left behind, and this world does not care about people.
All right, you're gonna fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that being said, I think we should care about each other. Mm-hmm. And tell me what you guys think about this too. One of the things that I'd like to do with this podcast is, look, it's May. Okay, today again is May 28th, 2023. We've got a whole new class of, yeah, bro, you know what day it is? But we've got a whole new class of high school graduates. I would like to be able to sit down with, I don't know, as many as will sit down with me, 10, and something else. I'd like to sit down with, this is mainly going to be a channel for dudes. I don't have a good perspective on women. My wife says I don't know how to speak to women, and... It is what it is, but I think that this message that we have is mainly for men, so I don't know. But I'll sit down with some graduates, some recent graduates, and for that matter, juniors, kids from the local schools. I want to know more about my experience with the local schools is not a good one. Mm-hmm. Like I said, these three boys, Adrian, Dominic, and Aaron, went to LaPorte High School. My experience with LaPorte High School was not a great experience. They pushed them through, graduated them. It was fine and fantastic. They can say that they're high school graduates, but I'm not so sure what they got for that certificate. I don't know that our high schools, junior highs, grade schools, are preparing these kids for the real world. Again, going back to fake, I think that they're fake teachers. I think that the schools, the whole system setup is all fake. It's built on an old model. To make employees, and we need something different. And so I'd like to have conversations with, I know that I kind of, that's like shots fired at LaPorte Independent School District.
Everybody
at LaPorte talks crap about
relationship. What I want it to be, though, is an authentic conversation. Like, let's have conversations about what it is. Let's not sugarcoat it and make it sound like it's something that it's not. Let's have real conversations about it, and let's see what we can do to better prepare the kids. Again, this goes back to local. Like, this is our hometown.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta fix from inside. What we can do to better prepare the kids for the real world. Even these guys, for what it is, they still try to push the kids to college when everybody sees that a college degree these days is not really what it used to be. It doesn't guarantee a job, and even if it does get you a job, it's not guaranteeing a job that you couldn't have gotten 4 or 5 years, depending on how long it takes you to get that degree, that you could have got that job straight out of high school, okay? But I want to bring on the superintendent of schools, any of the teachers, anybody that wants to sit down and have a conversation about what we can do to improve the schools, Deer Park for that matter. I'm not... I don't want to just call out LaPorte. I think that this is a systemic problem from the Board of Education all the way down. Again, I don't want to focus on federal stuff, but it all trickles down, and I want to do what we can to better prepare the kids for life.
Yeah.
My kids here, we homeschool, and I just think that that's going to be a better way. For us, and if we can f- find a way to implement more homeschool-like curriculums for the kids. I think that they would benefit from that. The kids need to get out and do something. I think they have a big lack of experience in just life. But those are conversations that I love to have. Let's see what the kids have to say about it. Let's see what the administrators have to say about it. Let's see what the teachers have to say about it. And then let's do something to correct whatever issues we think that
occur.
Yeah, whatever the issues are, let's try to identify them and correct it. And I know that seems big, but...
You just got to take the little steps, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, this is something for the that I plan on doing for the rest of my life. So we need to, you just got to take action. And, but I think that will be, those will be good conversations that we can have. What else you guys got? You ready to wrap up?
Yeah, I think
it's okay. No, I think that's a good place to wrap up too. Let's just say goodbye to the folks.
That's literally 2 hours.
Wait, peeps.
Oh, what?
Yeah, dang, that was like perfect already? Timing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Okay, so that's 2 hours in the books.
Yeah.
2 hours
and 12 minutes, baby, in total.
Okay. Oh, okay. No, that's cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff right there. You're not gonna
reach Make out sure to us. Yeah. We'll let them determine if it's good stuff.
Make sure you hug somebody today. Tell somebody you love them. Tell somebody you're proud of them. Tell somebody you hope they have a good day and a good night. You know,
y'all gotta remember, man. Saying a good morning and a good night can really help someone's day.
Do one good deed
at least.
It doesn't have to be something super special. Something that you feel like is a good deed.
You can stack your wins.
You can unlock the car for your mom today. You know, it's as simple as that.
Hold the door open for someone.
You know, just something nice. You know, you guys, 25%. Make sure you think locally. Stay safe, all right?
Yeah, think and act locally. All right, we're done.